twice a day when they can get it. Now you know enough to go on with. As I was saying, the mother of this hobbit, of Bilbo Baggins, that is, was the fabulous Belladonna Tuke, one of the three remarkable daughters of the old Tuke, head of the hobbits who lived across the water, the small river that ran at the foot of the hill. It was often said, in other families, that long ago one of the Tuke ancestors must have taken a fairy wife. That was, of course, absurd, but certainly there was still something not entirely hobbit-like about them, and once in a while members of the Tuke clan would go and have adventures. They discreetly disappeared, and the family hushed it up. But the fact remained that the Tukes were not as respectable as the Bagginses, though they were undoubtedly richer. Not that Belladonna Tuke ever had any adventures after she became Mrs. Bungo Baggins. Bungo, that was Bilbo's father, built the most luxurious hobbit hole for her, and partly with her money, that was to be found either under the hill, or over the hill, or across the water, and there they remained to the end of their days. Still, it is probable that Bilbo, her only son, although he looked and